work correctly. My wonderful husband Ian is getting us set up and ready to go live on BPN Radio. So thank you so much for joining us. And
yeah, yeah.
Whew.
Like 25 seconds.
Here we go. Here we go.
25 seconds.
All right, just you tell me when to start talking.
Absolutely.
And then you've got to pull up my email right here.
Okay.
Right.
Where's your email? On the
Google.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
10 seconds.
Hi, everybody. Here we go. 10 seconds.
All right. I think you are connected and live.
All right. Good Thursday morning, everybody. You are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray around the clock and around the globe, broadcasting live from our studios in Austin, Texas. This is Allison Keever, and I am your new host for Prophetic Thursday. Wow, what an honor it is to be here with you guys. If you can't tell, I just feel the joy of the Lord all over me. And just so excited. Hopefully everything is working out with the equipment, but I'm just going to keep flowing. Remember that the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our other programs may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast. But we are delighted that you are listening. This program is produced by our friend Michael Schonborn, and we are so thankful for him and his talents and capabilities, because he has been vital into helping us set up our studio here in our house as well. So thank you, Michael, for all of your support. And thank you to you, our loyal listeners. We are only able to expand this ministry and bring it to you because of you, our loyal listeners, and to our loyal members of our church. So we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you from the depths of our heart. We do want to give a special shout out right now to our listeners who are joining us via Facebook Live. Hi, guys. I see all of your likes and hearts and comments. Thank you so much. If you'd like to watch some of the segments that we do here at BPN Radio, just head on over to Dale Gentry's Facebook page, and you can watch some of our programs live and just really get connected with us there. It's fun. As I mentioned before, my name is Allison Keever. My husband Ian and I host a show here on BPN Radio called Marketplace Watch, which airs on Fridays, and I'm excited to announce that we took our little break in July and kind of got a breath of fresh air, and we're coming back at you with new shows, new programs, new material to just help you really kind of walk out that area of success and significance. Our show airs on Fridays at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And as many of you know, the theme for our show is We Dare Not Wait for the World to Come to Us. As we dive in, it's important to remember that a prophet can confirm your vision, but he or she will not give you your vision. God gives you that directly, and he reveals it to you as you listen to him and you follow him. God puts his thoughts within us through the Holy Spirit. And if God's given you a vision, know that that vision will be accompanied by a passion, not just a mere interest. According to 1 Corinthians 13:9, we know in part, and so we prophesy in part. It's not a chapter or a book. It's a word from the Lord. Only a small part of a much bigger picture. A prophetic word can be a now word, it can be a future word, it can be a confirming word, or it can be a new word. As 1 Corinthians 14:3 states, but he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. You may receive this word with your spirit, understanding that your mind does not have the capability or the full capacity to receive the things of the supernatural. But once you receive it in your spirit, you need to take ownership of that word. by writing it down. I cannot stress the importance of writing your word down. Writing it down word for word. If you get a word and you have to re-listen to it and re-listen to it again, write it down and rehearse it. Rehearse it, right? Don't let a word just fall to the ground, right? Write it down and rehearse it. And after your prophecy has been received, you must then rest in that word, allowing it to soak into your spirit. Understanding that when God gives you a word, that word could be for an entire season, okay? An entire season that word goes. And so, you know, oftentimes I'll see names that will pop back up and they've just received a word. And then ask, why am I not receiving another word? And I believe in all my heart that it's because when God gives you a word, He wants you to receive it. He wants you to sit in it. He wants you to soak it into your spirit. And then He wants you to wait for the confirmation, right? And you must wait for the fulfillment. And one thing that I want to kind of say here is that remember that, you know, at the end of the day, the person who's prophesying is human, right? The person who's prophesying is human. And so I'm just a woman. Dale is just a man. We're human. And so whatever word that you receive is so important that you take it back to prayer, right? You take it back to prayer and then hear what else God has to say to you, right? What else does He have to say to you about that? You know, I've had many words spoken over me over the many, many of years that I have come to know Jesus, and some that have literally, I've seen them played out exactly as they were spoken to me, and many I have yet to see come forth. And so what I have learned is that God's timing is always perfect, right? His timing is always perfect, but I must make the choice. Again, my free will, I must make the choice to stand in agreement with His timing and His will. I must stand in agreement with His words. I must take the actions necessary to see those come to fruition. And I must believe with my whole heart that His will is perfectly planned for me. Not every word has made sense at the time, right? In fact, oftentimes many of the words require me to dive deeper, right? Require me to dive deeper into the word. And so I know that there are so many who hunger for a word from the Lord. And I have to tell you that when I woke up this morning, I was instantly filled with the Spirit. I woke up with a smile on my face, and I know that joy came over me because I believe that one, that Holy Spirit is going to move today. He's going to speak to so many of you today. And so whether your name is called or not, remember it is always important to listen and to receive this in your spirit, right? Because it's not in your mind. And so you've got to just open up your mind. You've got to open up your heart, and you've got to receive that in your spirit. So before we get started, let's pray. Okay. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. God, we thank you for the anointing that you have placed on so many lives. God, we thank you that you are right now working on all of our behalfs. God, we thank you that right now you are making sure that every piece of equipment is working, whether it's on the device end on this side or the device end on those that are listening side, that you are putting a hedge of protection just around this whole ministry so that the kingdom can continue to be furthered. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that you are about to move, that you are about to speak, God. And I thank you. I thank you, God, that you have so intimately been teaching me how to remove myself, how to get out of the way, and God, just let you lead. And God, I thank you that right now that those hearts who are even kind of questioning this whole prophetic, that they are being opened right now, God, and that your word will move through them, Jesus. And I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for what you are about to do today. It's in your name we pray. Amen. All right, let's go ahead and get started. And before I jump into names, I wanted to share that as I was praying over names, and you guys, as your names come in, we pray over those names. And so, you know, also too, if you don't receive a prophetic word, just know that you are being prayed over and that we're there, we're coming and standing in the gap with you. And so I think that's just as important, right? When some of us who need a word from the Lord, we also need to know that there's other people praying for us. And so I was praying over some names a couple weeks back, and God gave me an immediate word. But the word wasn't just for one person. I feel that there were many who needed to hear his word. And I really felt compelled to start with this word again today, because there are some of you who you may have tuned in before and you heard it and you need to hear it again. And then there's many of you who this might be the first time that you're tuning in, but there's someone that needs to hear it. And so what I heard was Holy Spirit say that when you were saved, you were given a new name. And just like Abraham and Sarah were given new names, Abraham, father, Sarah, princess. And, you know, so funny that God said to reshare this word. And then my daily devotional for this morning was about Simon, right? And the change that happened in him, right? And so confirming, right? Just so very confirming about what that looks like, that you have been spoken promises to the depths of your heart, promises that were made to only you, only you. And he says, what's your new name? What's your new name? I gave it to you when I saved you. He says, own that new name, walk it out. Just as Abraham was tied to his new name, he was tied to his new promise, right? He was the father of nations. You are tied to your new name, your new promise. God says, walk it out right now. If this word is for you, I want you to cry out. He wants you to surrender. He says, you don't have to be fake. You don't have to pretend. You don't have to hide it. You don't have to be embarrassed by it. You are a child of God. Dance before the Lord. Sing your praises. Shout it out. You are a child of God. You've been redeemed. You've been forgiven. You've been given new life. Walk it out. And by the magnificence, be the magnificence that you were born to be, formed in the womb to be. You must own who you are today. Not tomorrow, today. You must own the price that has been paid for you. He says, sons and daughters, walk it out. Stop going backwards. Your future is not located there. And he says, when I say walk it out, I mean walk it out. Walk forward. Walk forward. Whew, that's good. I love that. And so I want to dive into, I've got so many names here, and I'm going to get to as many of them as I possibly can. I see so many names coming in on Facebook Live right now too. Ian's going to write those down for me, and if I have time, I'll get to those as well. So keep those coming in. If you're sending those right now on Facebook Live and you haven't put your name in before, know that we receive those, we write those down, and we start praying over those as well. So my first word is for Sherry in Oklahoma. Sherry, how fitting that I just shared that word from a couple weeks ago, because it coincides with the word that he gave me for you, dance. That's what he said. He said, dance. He says, come and dance with me. Sherry, just let go. He said, you've been given the steps. Don't worry. Your feet will know the way. Just dance. Fully worship. Fully worship. Fully surrender. Release. Just release it all. You've been holding on to so much. And that's what he's saying, because when you dance, you can't dance and hold on to it all at the same time. You've just got to completely let it go. You've got to release and rejoice. For I am with you always. Always. He says, always. I have not forgotten about you or your need. And he said, right now, I'm knitting everything together to answer your prayers. A very specific prayer that you have been faithful to pray over for years is currently being answered. So dance, dance, release, release and rejoice, release and rejoice. Whitney in Kentucky, sweet, faithful Whitney. He says, you have been moving, or sorry, let me back up. He's been moving. He's been moving, and he's taken away the fears. Fears that used to bind you and plague you are suddenly gone. Your relationship has gone to a new level. He said he's covered your home and your family in his blood, and you are protected. And he says, and he is safe. Your husband is protected. And you can rest in that. He calls you obedient child. And I saw this child, Whitney, that it's like you've been newly baptized in the Spirit. And you just, it's like the childlike faith and the childlike wonder is just so there and so ever present. And he sees that and he loves that. He loves that so much. He says, keep growing, keep growing. He loves that you are spending more and more time with him each day. He covets your time. He loves that you want to make special time for him now. He loves that. And he says, your once empty prayers are now full of trust. They're full of depth. And he loves being in relationship with you. And I heard, train up your child. Train up your child. Let her experience him like you do. No, she's not too young. That was the first thing that you wanted to think. No, she's not too young. Her childlike faith will draw up angels. Oh, Whitney, did you hear that? Her childlike faith will draw up angels and continue to help bring about a peace, joy, and wonder over your entire house, over your entire household. He says, yes, yes, that's the answer. The big question that you've been asking and has been holding you back, the answer is yes. So I don't know what that big question is, Whitney, but you do, because your empty prayers have been filled now with Spirit-filled depth, meaning. Keep that childlike wonder. Keep that childlike faith and pass it on generationally. She's not too young. She's not too young. Let her have that relationship. Let her feel that feeling that you feel. And I just see this child, she's looking at you, and to her, it's like a new mommy. That's the best. It's like there's a newness for her. And so I bless you, Whitney. And I thank you, for your prayers and you being a loyal servant. This next one that I have is for Victoria J. in Washington. Victoria J. in Washington. Victoria, I took your name to the Lord and I immediately saw a bear. Right? A bear. And so I had to pray in this deeper, because I, of course, sometimes I think, okay, Lord, really? A bear? Okay. And so I prayed into this more, and he said, yes, a bear. Victoria, you are like a bear spiritually. You stand up with strength and courage in the face of adversity. The situation before you may say otherwise, but you hold a confidence. You hold a confidence. And it's like you just know exactly who you are. It's not an arrogant confidence. It's a Spirit-filled confidence. And you know who you are. You're a daughter of a king. You're a daughter of a king. And he says, you're a healer. You're a healer and spiritually, again, spiritually like a bear, where the bear has so much strength. You have so much of his power in you. He says you're a healer. Yes, that's what the bear represents. You being a healer, you having that strength and confidence. You have the gift of healing. You have the gift of healing yourself and others. He says, start using your gift with confidence. Start using your gift with confidence. This next word that I have is for Courtney in Texas, Courtney L. He says, the cross that you've taken up was never your cross to bear. He says, give it to me. It's not your fault. None of this is your fault. The devil is inviting himself into your mind right now. And remember that Jesus Christ has won the battle. And so the devil cannot have control. He doesn't get to have control. Stop giving it to him. Stop allowing him to come in and steal your thoughts. Let my peace rush over you. He says, release the worry. Release that worry. Call the devil out on his foolish games. He will not win, Courtney. Courtney, he will not win because Jesus is in you. Remember that he says, when he left this earth, he said, I am leaving you with something better. Be baptized in his spirit and know that he is with you always. What could be better than Jesus standing right here and holding my hand? The Holy Spirit that he has left inside of me. And Courtney, he says, I want you to receive that. Receive that. It's not just for the special and the gifted and the anointed and the unique. No, it's for all. He wants you to have it. He wants you to receive it. Be filled with your Father's joy. He says, I paid it all for you. All. I paid it all for you. You highly favored and blessed. And worry is not for you. This cross is not yours to bear. Lay it down. Lay it down. It's not yours to bear. Jennifer W. in Virginia. Jennifer W. He says, how long are you going to continue to circle this same mountain? How long are you going to continue to circle this same mountain? He said, I've given you the promises. The land of more awaits you. Yet you doubt. So you continue to wander. Asking, how do I keep coming back here? It's like I just saw, you know, somebody just wandering around a mountain, and it's not easy to wander around a mountain, right? Like that's easy to kind of like think like, oh, she's just wandering like a circle. Like think about that. Wandering around a mountain, that's a trek, right? Even if you're not going up the mountain, that's a trek, right? And so wandering around this mountain, asking, how do I keep coming back here? And he says, you speak these words, these exact words, I'm not good enough. He says, child, it's not your deeds or your sins of the past. He said, just walk away from the mountain and walk into the newness that I have promised you. And then I saw this picture, Jennifer, I saw a picture of the great prophet Ezekiel, and he was standing in front of the valley, right? Standing in front of the valley, and what looked to be barren and dried up was changed the moment that he spoke. And I saw that because God says, Jennifer, I want you to walk away from that mountain. I want you to do the same thing. I want you to do the same thing. I want you to speak life. Speak life. That same power that was in Ezekiel lies within you. And I saw like the curtain start to lift like a this is so cool, like a beautiful Broadway curtain, right? If you've been to a Broadway where you're sitting in the seats and the anticipation, and all you really see is like part of the stage in this just drab kind of red curtain. And so that's what I saw. And God showed me this for you. And then, but I saw like the curtain rise up, right? And the Broadway curtain starts to lift up and you start to see the lights. And it was just, it's just beautiful, right? Like you just see the beautiful scene come as the curtain lifts up. And he says, that's what's happening right now. You're receiving this word and that's what's starting to happen. Like you can feel it right now. Jennifer, I can feel that you feel it, like this curtain just rising up that you know you've been given permission. You don't have to wander around the mountain anymore. He's giving you permission to step away from the mountain and to step into the promise that he has spoken to you. Speak life to it. And he said, and continue to watch it unveil. Whew, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. And I love you so much, Jesus. I love you so much, God. I just thank you. I thank you for that beautiful word. Jennifer, I wish I could just show you the picture. I just pray that right now, the picture that God showed me for you, that you can receive it right now, that you can see it in your mind, and that you receive it. And that you sit there and watch that curtain as it slowly draws up with such joy and expectation because you know that there's something so beautiful behind it. And here's the thing, Jennifer, here's the thing. This is your show. This is your show. If you start to look around in that picture right now, you'll see that there's no one else in the auditorium. The only seat that is filled is your seat. You're the only one filling it. This show is just for you. It's uniquely crafted just for you. You've been searching, circling around that mountain, and it was never there. It's never there. He said, just stop. You know that you're not supposed to circle that mountain anymore. I praise you, Jesus, and I thank you for that word for Jennifer. This next word that I had was for, okay, this was interesting. You guys, this is how Holy Spirit works. He's so awesome, right? So I heard him say, I've got a word for Brindle, okay? And what I do is when you guys send your names in, I start writing them down, okay? And so that I can pray over those names, I start writing those down. And I was frantically looking because I was like, I did not write the name Brindle down. And then he said, Brindle R. Brindle R. And I was like, okay, I still don't have a Brindle. And I'm telling you all of this because I want you to understand that, you know, he doesn't always reveal it to us in the big picture, right? Because there was an opportunity for me to go, there's not a Brindle on here. So I'm just going to move on. I'm not even going to, but he still had a word that he needed to deliver to a Brindle. And then I was going through my notes and I noticed that there is a Rebecca Brindle, Brindle R. Now, I have a feeling that there is a Brindle R out there and I'm believing that it's Rebecca Brindle. So totally, I'm sorry that I just gave your full name, but you know, you put it on there, I guess, for the request. So you're okay with that. And I just, again, I wanted to share that with you. So here's the word that I got for Brindle R. I got a beautiful picture of fields. And let me try to paint this picture for you because it's fields that you can think where the sun is just beautifully shining, like, you know, big, fluffy clouds, kind of like, you know, think like Midwest where you can just see fields like stretching forever and ever. But then I had to go, well, wait a second. It might be like Montana fields because there's like some mountains in the distance. so there's mountains, this whole like beautiful mountain range in the distance, but it's just fields and fields and fields and the beautiful blue sky, big white fluffy clouds. The grass is like that, you know, it's that beautiful like green with just kind of the brown tops. And it's not too tall. Like it's grass that, you know, it just really comes up to maybe like mid. And I have to describe this all because I really feel like God sometimes just gives me pictures. And I don't think it's a mistake when I see a picture. like that. And so I had to paint that for you. But the fields are lined with fences, kind of like plots, like it's not just one fence, but it's a fence, you know, going this way and another fence going this way and another fence going, like, again, like it's sectioning off plots. Then I heard him say, it's as if you've been stuck behind these fences. Like, you see these beautiful fields, but that you've been being kept out of going into those fields, like you've been fenced in. And then I saw you running up and down the fence line. Like you were almost frantically running up and down the fence line, and you thought, and you're saying, how do I step into this field? I know this field is for me. How do I step into it? These are the promises that God has for me. I know it. I know that these are my promises. And he says, look in your hand. Look in your hand. You've been given the tools, and they're placed in your hand. Actually, he said your right hand. Your right hand. Let me. In your right hand, he says, it's right in front of you. Just like Moses had a staff, and God said, it's in your hand. Right? You've been given wire cutters. You've been given the wire cutters that are the tools that you need to get you out of this little fenced area and into the wholeness of what's out there in the field. He says, your gifts and your talents are already in you. He said, he's put those in you. He's been showing those to you over and over and over again. And I know right now you're thinking, how can it be that easy? And he says, it is. It is. That's how his tools work. He's already put them in you. So wherever you're at, Brendel, are the cage, right? Whatever is fencing you in, you have the wire cutters, and just cut through the wire and walk through. I bless you, and I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for that word. Whew, it's hot in here, guys. All right. I've got more words here. So many more words, but I'm really feeling, I just want to share something with you really quick. And, this was on my heart this morning, and this is just, I feel like there's so many of us right now who are walking in a world that, where it's just so full of the world, right? It's so full of the world that as Jesus lovers, right? That we're sometimes baffled as to how do we walk in this world? How do we bring people out of the darkness and show them the light? This is one of my favorite pieces of scripture. It's 1 Corinthians 13, right? 1 Corinthians 13. What if I speak in the most elegant languages of people or in the exotic languages of the heavenly messengers, but I live without love? Well then, anything I say is like the clanging of brass or crashing cymbal. What if I have the gift of prophecy and blessed with knowledge and insight to all the mysteries? Or what if my faith is strong enough to scoop up a mountain from its bedrock, yet I live without love? If so, I am nothing. I could give all that I have to feed the poor. I could surrender my body to be burned as a martyr. But if I do not live in love, I gain nothing by my selfless acts. And I think we all know the verse, you know, 1 Corinthians 13, 4, right? Love is patient, love is kind, right? But, you know, those words that come before it, again, we have to walk out in love. And I felt so strongly to share that scripture with you today, because it's so easy to say, but this person is, you know, they're sinning and I don't want to get wrapped up in their sin. And we just, it's so important, and I'm not preaching here. I feel like there's someone who that you're wrestling with this question right now of like, but it, there these people I know that I'm supposed to go out and I'm supposed to be on a rescue mission, right? That I'm supposed to be on a rescue mission, yet they're in such dark places. And I just want to encourage you today that he says, remember that you have the truth in front of you. You have the truth. It's been given to you. The word, my truth, has been set out for you. Don't share pieces of it. Share all of it, right? And share it with love and strength, because none of the other stuff matters if it's not in love. And like I said, I just was really strong on my heart to share that. I don't know who needed to hear that today, but you needed to be encouraged. You needed to be encouraged that you have the tool. This is the tool. This is the tool, the Bible. It's our tool, and the truth resides in there. And it's not about, you know, what someone says preaching from a stage, or, you know, what you've heard. You know, so many of the, what are the quote unquote hot Christian phrases, right? All that matters is, what does Jesus say, right? What is his truth? What does he say? Go out and share that, because every ounce of his truth in this amazing, amazing piece, this tool, right? This tool was meant to save, and it was given to you and placed in your hand. It was placed in your hand. But, you know, I guess it could be used for good, and it can also be used for bad, because so many people want to take this truth and they want to rip out sections. And it wasn't meant to be that. It was a complete works for us to share. And so I just encourage you to step into this story and be a part of the Jesus story. You're on a rescue mission. We're all on a rescue mission. Susie C. from Oklahoma. I hear the word identity. Identity. He said, you are so hungry for God to help you understand who you truly are. He says, Susie, you're my child. That's who you are. And that's all that matters. That's what you need to understand. That you are my child. Understanding that, because he is your father, that you were made beautiful. And you were made gifted. And you were made unique. Susie, you are a true one of a kind. He said, I made no one else like you. No one else like you. And then I heard the word that almost was like synonymous with your name, Susie, Kingdom Builder. Synonymous with your name, Kingdom Builder. And he said, please, my sweet Susie, start speaking to yourself the way that I see you. Not who you think that you are, or who the world has tried to convince you that you are. Look in the mirror and see what I see. See that you are truly treasured. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God, for that beautiful word. I thank you, God. I thank you for the blessing and the calling that you have on Susie's life. And I ask everyone who's listening right now to just stand in agreement with me right now, that Susie be encouraged, that her identity be revealed, to her, and that what she sees is God's creation, that she sees all that she was created to be, that no more that she listened to the whispers of the world, the shouts of the world, that we just stand in agreement right now, God, that when Susie hears this word, that she start to see exactly who she is. Exactly who she is. No more wandering, no more wondering, right? Than who she is. God, that you just said that she is treasured, that she is a kingdom builder, that she is uniquely created. And I thank you, God, for right now speaking that truth over her life. I thank you for that, God. And I pray that you pour blessings over Susie right now. Just blessings pour over her. God, just let them flood over her life, God. All of the times of struggle, of strife that have come into her life, God, just let the blessings fall down. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. I thank you, Jesus, for your word. And I thank you, God. I thank you, God, that you are answering prayers right now on all of us, on the behalf of all of us that are standing in agreement that this is happening right now for Susie's life. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Teresa R. in New York City. Teresa, I pray for healing and relief of the headaches that have started to plague your life. And as I took your name to the Lord, I was really praying. I want to pray over you right now, Teresa. Teresa, wherever you are, if you're listening to this broadcast right now, if you're listening to it later, right now, God, I just pray for total and complete and immediate healing over Teresa. And God, that these headaches that have been plaguing her, Lord, that you just take them away right now, Lord, that you bind them up and you take them away, God. And I pray that right now, just an unspeakable belief, just a deepening belief come over her right now, that right now she can be healed. Jesus, that she can be healed in your name right now. And God, I rebuke any like just slight hold that the enemy has on her, that he's trying to put and distract her and take her away of what her calling is with these headaches that he keeps trying to plague her with. God, I just rebuke that right now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And I just pray, Teresa, for total and complete healing right now. Right now, receive it. Receive the healing. Receive it. Receive it. And weeks from now, Teresa, you'll say, I haven't had a headache since. I haven't had a headache since I received his healing. Oh, I believe it right now. In Jesus' name, Teresa, I can feel the Holy Spirit is just burning inside of me right now. I can feel that he is healing you. Feel him heal you from the inside out. Let the enemy, feel the enemy release his grasp upon you and just be healed. Be healed, God. And we just pray forgiveness for the sins of the past, God. And we just pray that your grace and mercy flow over Teresa right now. We just praise you, Jesus. We praise you. We praise you for that healing that is happening in your name right now, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that sometimes your word is a prayer for healing, like it was just now for Teresa, God, that more than anything, that's what she needed, God. She needs your healing, and we just thank you. We thank you that you are doing that right now, Jesus. Yes, right now. We thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Praise you, Jesus. All right, Anissa in Oklahoma. Anissa, he says, you are a woman after God's heart. You are a woman after God's heart, Anissa. He says, sweet, sweet Anissa, you know your father's heart. You know your father's heart. So why do you doubt in the dark what he has shown you in the light? He said, you know that there's no room for doubt. There's no room for doubt. And then, Anissa, I heard him speak to me about your son. Your son. You have been praying fervently for your son. And God says he hears you. He's seen every tear that you've shed. He's heard every prayer that you've prayed. And he wants you to know that he is working. He is working on your son's behalf, and that he's softening his heart. And he says, but Anissa, just keep standing in the gap. Just keep standing in the gap, because nothing can stand against the fervent prayers of a mother. No, believing right now that nothing is going to stand against those prayers that you have been praying so preciously for your son. And I praise you, Jesus, that you have a hedge of protection wrapped around him. And God, that you can work miracles. You are a miracle worker, God. And that we will see a miracle work. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. I see the world saying, but he's changed. What happened? All of a sudden he just changed. Because what the world didn't see is they didn't see a mother who was on her knees every single night just crying out, God, please have your way. Let your will be done. God, please hear me. Please do you hear my fervent prayers? And he will be changed. And he will be changed. And it will be because of those fervent prayers and that you stood in the gap. And I just thank you, Jesus. I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for the protection. I thank you, God, that it's always about your time. It's always about your time, God, and that the prayers that we've been praying are not falling upon deaf ears. And I just pray a blessing over Anissa and her son. Yes. I hear the word togetherness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that word, togetherness. Togetherness. Yes, the story will be rewritten. And I praise you, Jesus, for that. I praise you, God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I had children, it seemed, came on my heart a lot today. And so this next word that I got is for the Sloan children. And there's a few of them, so I'm not going to list all their names. but the Sloan children in Florida. Right now, I just bless you. I bless you. God's word for you, he says, you're favored. You are favored. There's generational blessings that are coming your way. Generational blessings. Each of you are experiencing your own unique relationship with your Heavenly Father. And he says he hears your prayers, and he's so proud of you. He's so proud of you. And I do have to share that I got a specific word for the child, Hallie or Haley. I think it's Hallie. Maybe it's Haley. but Haley Sloan, you have a gift and anointing on your life. People around you feel him when you come into their presence. And it's hard for you to fully grasp this gift because you're just a child. But that gift has been placed within you. And you sense it. You know, it's like you're different. There's something different. And he says, don't worry. Don't worry. He will prepare you. And he will prepare your way. So just keep growing. Just keep growing, growing your faith, growing your knowledge, right? And gaining wisdom. Because any man can find knowledge, right? That's in books. But wisdom comes from having a personal relationship with your Lord and Savior. And so keep growing. Keep growing. And to all of the Sloan children, he says, each of you have favor and you have a gift that's set inside of you and that's been given to you. and he says that he loves you. But know that he loves you because of who you are. He loves you because of who you are and that he set you apart. It's not because of who your earthly mom and dad are. No, he loves you because of who you are. And he loves you because you are his. He's known you since he formed you. And he just longs to have relationship with you. Relationship that's unique to you and him, that's outside of the relationship that you have as a family, or that's unique to the relationship that your father or mother have. That each of you have a gift. And he says, and your gifts will be revealed in time. So just keep growing. Just keep coming to him. And he loves you. He loves you. This next word was for Mitch A. in Washington. Mitch, I have to tell you that I texted your wife right away because your wife is the one who left your name. And I texted her today after I got this word for you because I just felt this all-consuming fire, like, fall. And I ran out and I told Ian, my husband, I said, I just got the most amazing word for Mitch A. Mitch, I heard the word serve. Serve. That an opportunity... the opportunity has or very shortly will present itself, and it will be an opportunity to serve. And it's an opportunity to finally walk out and serve within the gifts that he has uniquely given to you. And then I heard him say, Mitch, you are a healer. And so I just encourage you to walk that out. God says, go ahead and test me. But you know, Mitch, you're not the healer. You've been given the gift. You're a vessel. God's the healer. You're the servant. You're the vessel. And he wants you to use yourself to go out and heal. He says, lay hands and go. And I heard him say, like, with just such a pureness, that blessings are coming your way. We all pray for blessings. We pray for God to please bless our home, please bless our finances. But, like, feel it, Mitch. Like, feel it, that blessings are coming your way. And then I was given a word for faith. Faith, your daughter. And he said, Faith has been given this amazing anointing. She's been given this amazing anointing as well. She has the same anointing that you have, Mitch. She has a heart for children, just like her mama. But she has your anointing. Your anointing has been passed down to her. And I heard God say that this child, she was not easy to bring here into this world. And there was things fighting for her, fighting against her. And just God used her to just show and prove that he has already won. And I just, that's the calling on her life, that she is proof. She is proof to this world that, don't you see it? Jesus has won. He has overcome. And she will walk that out. She will walk out the divine calling upon her life. I saw her in later years just ministering to children, laying hands on them, loving them. Just the joy of the Lord just pouring out of her and serving so well. and say, let my life be proof. Let my life be proof of who he really is. Of who he really is. Yes, the blessings are real. The blessings that are about to fall on your family are real, but they are nothing compared to the blessings that are going to fall on Faith and her children and her grandchildren. And don't you ever for a minute think that that didn't have something to do with you serving, you being obedient to who you are called to be. Yes, you may never see it. You may never see those kind of blessings. You will get a glimpse. You will get a glimpse of what the blessings look like here in your life. But just know they are 1,000-fold. They are 10,000-fold for the generations, for the generations. So I just encourage you, Mitch, that you pray into those generations, and that right now you walk out the gift that God has placed in you. You know that gift has been there, and you just right now it's like you're saying, finally, I'm given permission, I'm given opportunity, I'm given space to go out and to walk this out, because it is not about you. It is not about you. It is about Jesus and his rescue mission. It is about your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren and your great-great-grandchildren and you being obedient. Because at the end of it all, at the end of it all, God, I just praise you. I praise you for this, that Mitch will be able to look you in the eyes, God, and that he will hear the words, good, well done, good and faithful servant. Well done, good and faithful servant. Serve, Mitch. Serve. Serve in the capacity that you are called to serve in. And I just bless you. I bless you with that word right now. Baby, I see the clock says 10:56. Does that mean I need to start wrapping up? You want to come and take the tithe and offering and switch it over to my amazing husband, who I'm only able to shine the light that I shine, because together we are pink and blue and we are purple.
What a great day.
I'm going to pass it over to you.
Yes, absolutely. Well, what a great day. What a great day. It's been here on our very first Prophetic Thursday, and just, gosh, baby, what an amazing job. When she feels that spirit flowing, it just pours right through, and she's writing down. Something I want to tell you all out there, all your Facebook Live fans that are out there, we have your names. I mean, look at this. This is the amount of names that continue to pour in from our posts. This is just from today's live broadcast, so know that we are going to pray over your names. Know that that there's a word waiting for you. But again, keep in mind that sometimes you just being here, you can receive that word that you hear somebody else's name attached to, but it's meant for you. And so just keep that in mind. And we want to thank you all so much for joining us. And want to let you know, this is a ministry program. And as such, we run off of the contributions from our members of our church and from those of you out there that give. Now, we are great supporters of local churches, and we encourage you to step inside and to make sure you're part of a local church. And if you're not, look, VPN Radio, Breakout Ministries, and Breakout Radio Church is an online church. It's a radical church. It's something that it's a translocal church. We have members from all over the world in different countries, and we want to invite you to be a member of Breakout Radio Church. And all you have to do is head to breakoutradiochurch.com, click on our member link there, and fill out the form, and your name will be added to our list of members that we pray for weekly, and that Pastor Dale and Jean are constantly in prayer for as well. If you would like to contribute to this program, again, this program, this ministry, all of the inner workings of it is run through your contributions. And so if you feel it's on your heart, if you're feeling led to give, then head to bpnradio.com, where you can actually scroll down to the bottom of the page, and there's a small donate button down there that allows you to contribute through PayPal, through a debit or credit card, and it gives and contributes to this ministry. If you prefer to send a check, you can send your checks to Breakout Ministries. Again, it is a ministry, as such, is a nonprofit and is a charitable contribution, but you can make that to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985 in Austin, Texas 78709. Again, that's PO Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Just reminding you that BPN Radio is broadcasting 24 hours a day. We have prayer teams that are praying for people. We have a prayer line that people can call into. And if you go to Breakout Ministries or BPN Radio, you can find links to those other pages and those phones. And again, if you need someone to pray for you, we'd love to do that. And so let's close in prayer.
Well,
or if you have more.
Can I deliver a few more words, or is that
absolutely
going to totally
mess up the radio? Actually, she wants to come back on here and deliver some more words for you
guys. Okay?
So absolutely, if you're all up for it, we're going to keep on flowing here. The Spirit is upon her, and we don't want to stop that. So take it away, baby.
Yeah, I have this little boom mic here. Because we got this. As if y'all noticed, when I'm like in the Spirit, I can't stop moving. So sometimes I find that I'll close my eyes and I'll be in prayer, and all of a sudden I'm turned like completely around. And so I told Ian, I said, when we set up our studios, we have to make sure that I have some sort of mic that, like, it follows me, because I sometimes lose the mic. So, but I had a few more words, and I was just, you know, looking over these names, just praying over these names, and that are coming in, and I just hear your need and your hunger right now of, and I just hear that. I hear the pleas, like it's almost like it's, God, please let her say my name. Please let her say my name. And this, that, like, the desperation for a word. And I just encourage you to go back. I mean, maybe it's not even this one. Maybe it's the one that Papa Dale did on Tuesday. Maybe it's one that was done a month ago. But to, you know, if you have time and you're looking for a word, maybe there's something there for you. I don't know. That's what I'm kind of hearing, is that, you know, there's words that are spoken, and you've got to believe that a word that's spoken isn't always just for that one person, that you can go, that's my word. I take it. I receive it. I'm going to stand in agreement with it. I'm going to pray over this. Yep, I want that word. And I've done that several times when I've watched Papa Dale prophesy or Callie prophesy. There's been times where I said, that's mine. My name's not attached to it, but I'm just going to go ahead and take that. I'm going to receive that, because my spirit stirred and told me that word wasn't just like, just Tuesday, I think I was sharing that I got a word for a girl named Nicole. And as I was writing her word out, God then says, and this is your word too. And I just lost it, because the word was so beautiful. And so just know that sometimes you can be in listening to the middle of a word, and just, you know, that God says, this is yours too. Right? This is yours too. So how awesome that our shows are recorded. You can listen to those, the past recordings, on bpnradio.com. They're listed there, or of course on Facebook Live. They're just in the videos section, and you can see all of the past videos that we've done. But add a couple more words that I really felt like, don't leave these. And I'm glad that I felt that stirring, because these, there's two or three of them that I actually got on Monday, and I want to make sure that they don't have to wait again until next Thursday, because you never know that, again, it could be a now word. And so this word is for Jamie D. in Washington. Jamie, he says that whatever you do today, let it be enough. He says you're constantly thinking that you haven't done enough, and it starts to take you down a path where it translates to, I'm not enough. And he says, you are so much more than enough. Like, it's okay to say, whatever you do today, let that be enough, because you are so much more than enough. Like, does that equate to you, right? Like, whatever you do today, it can be enough, because you're so much more than enough that you've done enough, okay? And he says, he calls you worthy. And he says, you operate so beautifully in your assignments. And then I heard the word grit. He says, you have grit in you, Jamie. And grit means that with each day, you operate in your assignment. And your gift is, and your gift is enough. So let the day, Let what you've done today be enough, because you are more than enough, and the gift that you've been given is more than enough. How powerful is that? And I have to share with you, Jamie, actually, God spoke scripture to me for you, Isaiah 41:13. Isaiah 41:13 reads, "For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand, and says, 'Do not fear, I will help you.'" Jamie, I just encourage you to hold his hand and to just feel his presence. I have a feeling that your love language is touch, that you have a touch love language. And so that holding his hand like actually means like feeling him. And yes, our Jesus is that powerful. He is that powerful that you can hold out your right hand and in total belief, total faith, total surrender, that he will grab hold of your hand and you will feel him. You will feel him. I praise you for that word over Jamie and Washington, God. And the next one that I have is for Lauren H. Lauren, I know that you are faithfully listening right now. Lauren from Texas, I heard the scripture that you know very well, Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, to prosper and to not harm, plans to give you hope and a future." And It was that word. Because it's like sometimes when there's like the, you know, the scriptures that are like the go-to scriptures, right? And that's a great scripture. It's a great go-to scripture. It's a great reminder for us all. But sometimes because it's so out there that we fall short on what the scripture is really meaning supposed to mean to our hearts. He had me underline the word future, like it's underlined just a bunch of times, right? That word, future. Lauren, I heard him saying he's doing a new thing in you, and you feel yourself changing. You feel as you become more and more connected with him, you see yourself changing. And he says, it's because I'm doing a new thing. People come around you and they say, you're different. They say you're different. And the future looks very different than you ever thought that it would look. Like I just saw him say, like, it's so far. You're like, what? Really? No, you know, like, it's so different than what you thought. But he says, and it's so funny because it should scare you because it's that much different, right? Like, it's like, oh, that should be scary. But there's not a single ounce of it that's scary. And he says, no, I'm giving you an unexplainable peace that's coming over you. That is his peace, the peace of him just falling over you because this future that he has for you. It's so much different, but it's so much greater. And then he says, just keep diving deeper. Just keep becoming who you're supposed to be, because that's preparing you for this future that was like so out in like right field. Okay. Like so out in right field. And so, I just have a feeling, Lauren, that right now you're like, yes, that's exactly it. That's exactly the word. And, you know, I don't know if you've received a word on this broadcast yet or not. But I will tell you, we love to hear your praise reports. We love to hear when God is moving in your life, when a prophetic word has been spoken over you, you've taken it back into prayer, you've rested in it, you've waited for confirmation, and he's just massively moving and massively showing up. And so we love to hear those praise reports. So please share those with us. I want to share one with you really quick, because again, I think sometimes people are really, you know, the prophetic is used, right? Like, again, in 1 Corinthians, Paul teaches us about the prophetic, right? And that it is to be used to you know, have a group of believers, right? To speak edification, right? And so I know that when Ian and I received our first prophetic word, the first thing God did was he shared something with us that no one else would know, because he knew that I was in a space that I was like, mm-hmm, right, yeah, sure, this is real, because I was new and I didn't understand. And so I have some of my prophetic words here in my Bible, just scattered throughout my Bible, and of course, you know, writing them down. But I have to share with y'all that yesterday I went to lunch with a girlfriend of mine. God told me that she needed someone, and that I was supposed to serve her in that way. And so I just went to serve her, and wherever God took it, he took it. But I also had a word for her, and I gave her the word, and I won't share with you the whole expanded word, but I will share with you that in the word, God gave me one of those pictures, right? Like I told you, a lot of times God gives me pictures, and he gave me this picture, and it was so clear. It was so clear. And I kept telling her, I said, I have to just share this with you. Like, it's so, so clear. Like, I need you to understand, like, how clear this picture is. And it was of a woman, and she was standing at the bottom of like a ladder, right? Like a ladder, but not a ladder that was like sitting like straight up, like a ladder that was kind of, you know, gently leaned against a wall or something. And she was standing at the bottom, and God was clearly saying, like, you've been thinking that you need to, like, just walk up, like, each step of the ladder. But God's saying, no, I've already promoted you to the top. You have it in you to be at the top. Because, see, sometimes, you know, we think, like, oh, I'll just be humble, and I'll just, you know, like, and sometimes you're supposed to, but in this case, God was just making it very clear where he was saying, she's standing there thinking she has to just walk up each rung. And he says, no, just go to the top, go to the top. You're already prepared. You've already got it in you. I've made the way, like, go and grab it, basically, like, get up to the top. And so, you know, we're sharing, I share this word with her, and she says, can I share something with you? And I said, yes, absolutely, please do. And she opened her phone, and the screensaver, you guys, I can't make this stuff up. Her screensaver was a woman standing at the bottom of a ladder. And she said, I put that on my screensaver on my phone months ago. Months ago, she put that on there because she thought that it meant that she was just supposed to walk up each little step of the ladder, and just to remind herself that just keep going, just keep walking up each little step. And, you know, God uses the prophetic, right? It's so powerful. And like I said, I wanted to share that with you because it's a praise report. It's a praise report that right there he showed me, because, you know, here's the thing. We all need to be reminded that he is moving, right? That he is moving. And the other reason why I wanted to share that with you is because maybe some of you are standing at the bottom of your ladder and God is saying, no, you're supposed to be at the top. You were meant to be at the top. You were created to be at the top of this ladder, right? Stop standing at the bottom and thinking, well, this is good enough. I'm just, you know, I'll just be like my little humble, faithful servant right here. And he's saying, yes, well done. But come on, I need you up here. I need you to kind of come up a level, not just like one level, like 10 levels, like come up, because the only thing holding you back is your belief. Your Jesus can do anything, right? And he can use you to do anything. So the only thing that is holding you back right now from getting to the top of that ladder is your belief. Your belief is what is holding you down. And again, it's like you can't have faith without belief, right? So where is your faith? Your little faith has to be backed by your belief. Right? You've got to have belief. You've got to have belief, faith, and trust. Belief, faith, and trust. And know that if God has given you a job to do, then that is your job to do. Okay, and I encourage you all today, everyone who received a word today or yesterday or the day before, my battery's about to die on the phone, that received today or yesterday or the day before or 10 days ago, there was somebody else that I had, okay, one more, sorry, I know I'm going so over, my battery's about to die on my phone, you want to push it maybe so it like closes out, Last one, I promise. Okay, all right, so this is for Stephanie in Texas. God wants to remind you of the word that he spoke over you several times in the past. Several times in the past. And he spoke the word leadership. Leadership. He says that picture, the picture of you riding on a horse, running absolutely wild and free, through the endless fields that lay in front of you. But when the picture pans out, like a movie scene, right? Like you see this woman, she's in this beautiful white dress, right? She's the bride, right? And she's just on this beautiful white, has a beautiful white dress on a beautiful brown horse. Okay, so this is just what I see. But as a movie, pans out, right? We see the picture reveals that what you really see is that she's not alone at all. And that behind you are hundreds of women who are also riding on horseback. And they are riding with such expectation, and joy is just overcome on you. Stephanie, you're just so joy-filled as you lead them to their father. He said, no more religion, no more of the saddle holding you in, wild and free, radical, Jesus, radical, love, radical, right? Radical. You see, when you operate in the Spirit, nothing holds you back. No worries, no doubts, no worldly opinions, just absolute joy, absolute joy. It's almost a reckless abandonment, like according to the world, right? Like, but it's just straight spirit-filled joy, straight spirit-filled leadership. And those that are supposed to be on a horse are already following you. They're already following you. And Stephanie, he says, stop flirting with it. Stop just flirting with it. These women need you. They need a spirit-filled woman of great faith leading them. They've been assigned to you. They're already on their horse. Step into the leadership. No more flirting with it. Step into the leadership. All right, you guys. I think we're going to close it up for today. Thank you so much for joining us on Prophetic Thursday. If you like this program, please like it. Share with your friends. And join us back again for church, if you will, on Sunday at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. I'm sure Papa Dale has a great message on his heart. And, you can always join Ian and I on Marketplace Watch on Fridays at 1 and 7 p.m. Otherwise, we'll see you back on Prophetic Tuesday and next Prophetic Thursday.
God bless you all.
Bye-bye.
We're on our knees. That name, Jesus. Thank God there is power in that name. And here's why. Jesus got his name three ways. One, by inheritance. Two, it was bestowed upon him by our Father God. And three, by conquest. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And that's why there's power in that name, Jesus. He acquired his name by inheritance, divinely begotten of love. His name was bestowed upon him from the heart of our Father God. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them all. them in it. He has given that name to me. Demons are helpless at the sound of that name, 'cause they still remember Jesus put them to shame. All hell just trembles, for they must obey, and heaven stands at attention when I mention that name. God has given him a name above every name, and he's seated at the Father's right hand. Jesus gave us the key to pray effectually, and the use of that name to command. With the court of high heaven watching over me, in the presence of God I can stand. Jesus gave me authority to pray in that name. Since I'm a new creature in demons are helpless at the sound of that name, 'cause they still remember Jesus put them to shame. All hell just trembles, for they must obey, and heaven stands at attention when I mention that name. And heaven stands at attention when I mention that name.
Everybody ought to know. To heal.